Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
We're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys. We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So today's show is going to be a busy one. We got a lot to talk about. Some good news. Bill Clinton, former President Bill Clinton, is out of the hospital. He got to be discharged home yesterday. You got to see him take pictures with the medical team, walk out with Hillary. He is recovering from urosepsis, flew back to New York from being at UC Irvine, and he's on the mend from a disease that could have very easily killed him. We're going to talk about that. We're also going to talk about General Colin Powell has left us at the age of 84. He died of COVID-19 related complications despite being fully vaccinated. Highly decorated career. It was sad to see him go, and we're going to talk about that. Our governor in my neck of the woods, Nevada, Governor Steve Sisolak, was involved in an accident, a two-car accident yesterday. Apparently, he did well, suffered some minor external injuries, was treated at UMC Medical Hospital, was able to be discharged home that same day. It was a busy weekend. Dogs, apparently, have ADHD. Who knew? Right? So when my dog, you know, maybe sits through the first half of a football game with me, and then she leaves after halftime and doesn't come back, I thought it was just she was a dog, but apparently some dogs have attention deficit hyperactivity disorder. We're going to talk about that. Another study has come out, which was a little striking, in that the Johnson & Johnson vaccine efficacy drops to 3% at the six-month mark. Whereas we've seen studies where Pfizer drops to 50%, Moderna drops to 60% at the six-month mark, Johnson & Johnson drops to 3%, which is why the FDA advisory panel, I think, encouraged that a booster shot get done within 8 weeks of the second shot. Looks like Johnson & Johnson might not be a two-shot sort of regimen, but more of a one-shot, meaning those of you who have had the Johnson & Johnson vaccine are probably severely under-vaccinated, maybe even less at this point to somebody who might have natural immunity. The headlines keep coming. Apparently, we are in a full-blown recession. You and I spoke about that, but I think now some of the feds are starting to realize we're in a recession. We're going to also talk to you about some of the supply chain issues, store closures due to crime, and I'm not done yet. There's a lot more. I apologize that this is... we have, sadly, many people who think they have mastitis, an infection of the breast, and they'll call up telemedicine saying, I need an antibiotic. And I'm like, look, if you have a breast mass, if something's going on with the breast, get it checked out. Well, it turns out there was a female who said, look, I thought it was just mastitis, an infection, and it ended up being cancer. So we're seeing more and more farther along stage cancers because people are not going to the doctor or medical provider. There has been a huge recall now of all irbesartan blood pressure medications, including irbesartan hydrochlorothiazide, the brand name of which is Avapro and Avalide, but this mass recall is being instituted because of nitrosamines found within the manufacturing process. Now, we spoke about this 3 years ago when there were the other ARB blood pressure medication recalls because of carcinogen products being found, like MDMA and DEA. And I said, look, there's going to be more. They just have to find it. Well, here's another example. And so any of you on Avalide or Avapro generic should probably reach out to your pharmacy, reach out to your doctor, because there is a full-blown recall on that. And then finally, a study has confirmed, and it's probably one of the most comprehensive ones yet, that the COVID-19 vaccine does affect, has the potential to affect people's periods. And it looked at breakthrough bleeding in postmenopausal. It looked at prolonging the period in premenopausal women. So we'll go over those results because it is pretty striking. And it was sadly a side effect that was ignored by a lot of public officials. And menstrual irregularities, not to be ignored, especially if you have a postmenopausal woman starting to bleed. We don't want her to think, oh, it's just a vaccine and it could be cancer. So this is something we need to talk about, educate, and make sure we address. So, but nothing is more important to address than your questions, your comments, your calls at 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So sadly, we said goodbye to Colin Powell. Colin Powell, General Colin Powell, has a decorated military career. He served in Vietnam as a lieutenant, and he served he advised four various different presidential administrations. He was appointed as Secretary of State, the first black man to be appointed as Secretary of State by George Bush in 2001, served until 2005. He was also chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, and he had a very, like I said, decorated, life full of history to our country. He was vaccinated against COVID, fully vaccinated, but sadly he died of COVID-19 complications at Walter Reed Medical Center, from what we understand by the family. It is unclear if he got the booster, but he was 84 years old. And, you know, seeing something like this is obviously heartbreaking. I know there was a lot of controversy with the politics and the back and forth, and he left the Republican Party. And, you know, that's not what needs to be discussed right now. What needs to be discussed is we have people that have served our country and are living longer than, you know, our life expectancy used to be, you know, in our 60s. But sadly, COVID, whether you're vaccinated or not, may still choose to take your life. Now, Colin Powell also had some medical issues like Parkinson's. We spoke about Parkinson's, one of the most common neurodegenerative diseases out there, shared by Robin Williams, Michael J. Fox. They even think Hitler had Parkinson's as well. But interestingly, Colin Powell also had multiple myeloma. This is something that wasn't very publicized. Multiple myeloma is a cancer. It's a blood cancer that affects the plasma cells. And the plasma cells are responsible to make the white blood cells that make antibodies. So somebody with multiple myeloma is going to be a little bit more vulnerable when it comes to infection because of the nature of the cancer. God rest his soul. May he rest in peace. And we'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Hello, I'm a bald person. Which means when I walk past a conveniently located Supercuts, it's a harsh, not so convenient reminder of the hair I no longer have. And when their friendly stylist tells me I can save time by checking in online, I tell them I save plenty of time already by not having much hair to cut. So while I might not be able to take full advantage of having amazing, affordable haircuts always close by, you, those with hair, can. Don't take your hair for granted. Take it to Supercuts.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
Folks, looks like food shortages are here and gonna stick around. Supply chains are breaking down, and inflation is back with a vengeance. It's all part of the shortage economy. What used to be unthinkable is now in the headlines. Are you ready? Do you currently have a stockpile of emergency food at home? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com today, and you'll find an emergency food kit that's right for you and your family. My Patriot Supply is the largest preparedness company in America, serving millions of families like yours. Pick up a 3-month food kit that stays fresh for up to 25 years in proper storage. The meals in the kit provide over 2,000 delicious calories a day. That's important when you need to survive. Order from MyPatriotSupply.com and your food will ship fast in unmarked boxes to protect your privacy. Don't wait for permission or more empty store shelves. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
In the warehouse, the job has to get done. But if you're working with an outdated forklift that has more downtime than up due to maintenance, it's time to make the switch to NobleLift lithium-ion powered forklifts. With a NobleLift forklift, you get less downtime, a longer lifespan, fast, efficient opportunity charging, and a five-year cost of ownership that will save you almost $45,000 over internal combustion models. NobleLift, revolutionizing the material handling industry one job at a time. What's in your warehouse? Find out more at NobleLiftNA.com/save.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
Back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel, our producer. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So the number one question people are asking is, are flu shots going to now be mandated too? And if I was a betting woman, and I'm not a betting woman, I bet sometimes. Yeah, I think flu mandates are on their way. I think people are just salivating and licking at the chops to start bringing the flu mandates, flu shot mandates, which is something that we predicted last year. I go, if they're going to mandate COVID vaccines, they're going to easily start to mandate flu. And I know some of you are like, shh, Dahlia, no, shh, let sleeping dogs lie. No, I've been saying this for months, and it's already happening. Apparently, is this UC San Diego? I think UC San Diego is already going to start mandating the flu shot for their students. Hold on a second. UC schools, all UC schools in University of California, They already have the COVID-19 vaccine mandate, and now it sounds like they are going to also have a flu shot mandate. The flu shot mandate will be deadlined at November 19th. In fact, I think there is an executive order from the University of California. Let me pull this up right now. We knew this was coming. It just hasn't made a lot of news. And there is, apparently on March 19, 2020, the state public health officer issued an order directing all individuals living in the state to stay at home except as needed to facilitate authorized necessary activities. Then they go on to talk about flu vaccines have reduced the risk of flu-associated hospitalizations among older adults by about 40% on average. So as president of the university, and I skipped through a lot of it, I have concluded that critical steps must be taken to reduce the likelihood of severe disease among students, faculty, and staff, particularly those on campus, and in turn to reduce the likelihood that our health systems will be overwhelmed. So proof of flu vaccine or declination of covered individuals on or before November 19th are going to be required. Now, can I just add something? If you're running a college campus and you're worried about public health, can you do something about making condoms easier and more STD access? Because, I mean, flu and COVID are big, but there's so many other things going on college campuses. I do agree with the meningitis vaccine because a lot of college kids, when they start to party together or live together, they could get meningitis, but I'd really like to see a little bit more efforts on slowing down STD spread, because that's definitely a biggie. So the flu vaccine mandate, they're coming. And I got my flu vaccine this weekend. I went to Walgreens. They were awesome. They were awesome. The pharmacist did it. And yes, I wasn't a pain in the butt, but I did double check what I was getting. And what was really nice is she used a pre-filled flu syringe. So you could already see the diameter. You could already see what the vaccine was. So it looked nothing like the COVID vaccine. And again, those were one-offs on a couple different at a couple different Walgreens pharmacies, and one CVS pharmacy gave a teenager 6 times the COVID dose. But double check what you get. You should always double check what goes into your body, you know? Speaking of STDs, you want to look before you play. So with the vaccine, I got my flu vaccine. I'm pretty good, a little sore, pretty good. I'm happy I got it. I know some of you were groaning on social media that I got the flu vaccine. You were like, And I had written, look, I go, I'm a fan of the flu vaccine. Not a fan of forcing it. I don't think anybody should be forced to get the vaccine. But my choice, I want the vaccine, I could get it. I'm not a fan of mandates. The flu shot ranges anywhere from 20% effectiveness, sometimes down to 14% in some years, to 60% in a good year. I think one year we had a 65% efficacy of the flu shot. So it obviously, you know, varies in terms of efficacy. But I like getting it because when I had the flu, I thought I was dying. I do notice that a lot of the deaths with COVID are concomitant with flu. And so, as far as I'm concerned, I want to see some sort of protection. And for those people that are still hesitant on getting the COVID shot, at least get the flu shot, at least get a meningitis shot. 1-877, pneumonia shot, a flu shot and a pneumonia shot. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So, hoping that the flu mandates don't come, the flu vaccine mandates don't come, but if they made COVID mandates that easy, that quickly, and the Delta wave is going down and flu's coming up, just be prepared that that's what's coming. Let's go to the phone lines. I'm going to come back on Facebook Live in a minute. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Hi, Carol. Welcome to the Dr. Delia Show.
Okay, now wait a minute. I've been talking to two different people here.
Oh, okay. Hello? Well, you're on air right now. You were probably speaking to the producer. Yes, what's your question?
Well, my question is, I have a daughter-in-law she's very ill, and she had the vaccine, and she got very ill. I don't know how soon after the vaccine, but it was like an inflammation of the spine. And they treated her with steroids, and now she has blood clots in her arm. And I wonder how to detox her. You know, how do we fix this. And I know she's getting all this heavy medicine, and I'm concerned about her, you know.
Oh, my gosh, absolutely. Carol, what type of vaccine did your daughter get?
She's my daughter-in-law. She got the Johnson & Johnson.
She did get the Johnson & Johnson. Okay, and how old is she?
Let's see. I think Alana's 40. I think she's 43, 30, 44. She's my daughter-in-law, so I'm not really sure about the age, but she's in her 40s.
Right. No, that's tragic. You know, the Johnson & Johnson vaccine, you know, sadly, you know, has lost a lot of efficacy, you know, at the six-month mark. It's been linked to, you know, blood clots. And so, you know, how can you detox from the vaccine? Obviously,
right.
The studies aren't out there because nobody's concentrating on that. They're all concentrating on, well, let's just get everybody vaccinated. And so nobody's kind of looking at antidotes or looking at, you know, what do you do to prevent vaccine side effects? You know, if she smoked, obviously we would recommend she doesn't smoke. If she's on estrogen products, we would probably recommend she stop estrogen products. In terms of the factors being in her body that are clot forming, rather than there being an antidote or a cleanse that hasn't been studied that would be offered, which would be cool if they had something like that, it would be mostly about damage control. So if she is prone to clots, then she is going to be on medication now to prevent clots. You know, you would think the clot forming side effect would be acute, short term, short lived. How long ago did she get her vaccine?
Well, see, I'm not exactly sure. It was probably, it's probably been at least 3 months, 3 or 4 months.
Wow. Go ahead.
Yeah, I know she has. She suffered with migraine headaches for a long, long time. That was prior, you know, to the vaccine. But, you know, I'm so suspicious of this, and it scares me. And I just, you know, feel like if somehow she can detox, and so this is, you know, the question. And so
I agree.
Anyway.
I agree, Carol. My recommendation to you is tell her to, and I'm sure her doctors are on it, not only should she, you know, stop estrogen products, smoking products, I would also have them do a coagulation panel to see if she has a genetic potential, because your grandchildren, if they carry similar genes, then they need to be aware, and she might have that genetic tendency to clot, so make sure they do a coagulation panel on her so they could also make sure that her kids don't carry the same genes.
Okay, well,
thank you for sharing, Carol.
Yeah. Okay.
All right. Prayers to her. And if we find if there is any sort of quote unquote cleanse, we will talk about it on air.
Thank you.
1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. You know, I get the vaccine hesitancy. I support the vaccine. I think the vaccine has saved multiple lives, but I am concerned that when people who are vaccine hesitant say, look, I don't want it in my body because once you get it in my body, I can't get it out. You know, they're not illogical with that concern. And if there is a process that has now been triggered or a cat out of the bag, there's nothing that we know of at this point to reverse it. Would it have been nice to have some sort of a quote unquote antidote? Yes, but that's just not done. They come up with vaccines. We have the vaccines. We use the vaccines to save lives. And then it's collateral damage for those people who, you know, sadly have side effects. So prayers to Carol's daughter-in-law. All right, masks. Masks are under fire. We'll tell you why. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Four-star General Colin Powell has died from COVID-19 complications. His family reported the passing on Facebook Monday. He was 84. Fellow retired General Jack Keane on Fox News.
So he was part of the generation that rebuilt the United States military. We became a voluntary military. We became professionalized after the huge strategic failure in Vietnam.
U.S. Education Secretary Miguel Cardona, in an Axios interview, said he's reluctant to withhold federal funds from states that won't enforce school mask mandates because he does not want to hurt the students.
Unfortunately, in those states, there are issues about mask mandates, but the superintendents and the boards are often protecting the students by requiring universal masking. I don't know that holding funds from students is the best approach. Ultimately, the students need more support, not less.
We are USA Radio News. As more and more people think it's okay to attack police, one man in Arkansas lost his life for his bad decision. Chris Barnes from the New England USA Radio News Bureau explains.
Three people dead and a police officer wounded after a knife attack in Arkansas on Sunday. Fort Smith police say they got a call about a fight with weapons at 6 a.m. And when officers arrived, they found, they say, Christopher Connor striking a 15-year-old in the face and the head with a rock. The police chief says as the officer tried to restrain the man, the suspect pulled out a knife and slit the officer's throat. The officer fired at Connor, killing him. The teen was pronounced dead at the hospital, and the lifeless body of a 42-year-old woman was also found in the home.
President Clinton arrived Sunday at his home in New York to continue recovering from an infection that left him in treatment for 6 days at a Southern California hospital. The former president left the University of California Irvine Medical Center around 8 a.m. with Hillary Clinton on his arm, and he was walking noticeably slower. USA Radio News.
Eating, working, living pain-free. These are things many of us take for granted. But for many adults with disabilities who are elderly or have serious medical issues, dental care is simply unaffordable. Dental Lifeline Network is looking for dentists who can change this. DLN is asking dentists and their teams to volunteer to just see one of the many patients in need. You can literally change a life. When you volunteer with DLN's donated dental services program to C1, you treat a pre-qualified patient in your office at your convenience. We handle the details so you can focus on the care. Lack of dental care can lead to the inability to have life-saving surgery, eat, or contribute to our community. If you are a dentist or know a dentist, please share this message. Will you see one? Visit willyouseeone.org to help change one life in your community today.
We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Keep those questions coming. Keep those calls coming at 1-877-362-3254 if you don't like looking up Doc Dahlia. I don't like looking up the letters also, D-O-C-D-A-L-I, because there's numbers on the phone. So I get it, but 1-877-DOC-DALI is a hell of a lot easier to say. So, okay. Duh, the masks. Since the beginning of this whole mask thing, since the beginning, we've been saying that most of the stuff we're wearing on our face is useless. Even Fauci said it. Fauci in the beginning said, you know, look, you know, it may make you feel a little better, may provide some sort of a barrier, but it's not going to protect you fully against COVID. This is what we've been saying this whole time. We have been saying this the whole time. So rather than canceling mask mandates, they are going to probably ban certain types of masks being used for those mandates, like cloth, gaiters, you know, doilies, panties, whatever the heck you guys are putting on your faces. Which, by the way, speaking of panties, we need to talk about the new Hooters uniform. Apparently, there's been a lot of concern that Hooters, the new Hooters, I guess, uniform looks like panties. So I guess Hooters got a lot of pushback. So, yeah, don't ask. I was never hired by Hooters. I didn't even dare apply because I knew there was no way someone like me would get a job there. You have to look good to work there. But back to the masks. So I don't know if you've noticed, but when you see these mask mandates, they say surgical grade masks. So surgical grade masks will probably include these things. This still isn't enough, but study after study has shown that it's the N95 respirators, or even the KN95s, which are made in China, so you know, you might want to test it first. But those are the masks that offer the best protection. These offer more protection than what the cloth masks are supplying. And so I guess another study, I mean, how many studies do we need? A study in August, which is currently under peer review, from researchers from Yale and Stanford, found that surgical masks are 95% effective at filtering out virus particles compared to 37% for cloth masks. They say it held true even after the surgical masks were washed with soap and water 10 times, even though you're not supposed to reuse disposable surgical masks. Now, we spoke about this. In Europe, they're not letting people wear, you know, Raiders and Dallas Cowboys and Go Zeke and Mac Attack. You aren't allowed to really wear those masks as a mask mandate. Many countries in Europe want you to wear the actual surgical mask. And the reason why people did get cloth coverings is because these things would fog up your glasses. You have to throw them out because once they're wet, they're useless. And I don't understand how they could wash this with soap and water. It's still a barrier, but you're not supposed to get these wet. In medical school, as soon as you sneezed or got this wet, you had to throw it out and get another one. You had to change this out after every patient when I was in school. But nowadays, they're like, oh yeah, you know, keep it in your car, keep it in your purse, put it in your pocket, and yeah. So when I'm reading these mask mandates, you're starting to see it say surgical grade mask. By the way, with vaccine mandates, you're also starting to see fully vaccinated. You need to be fully vaccinated. That terminology is such that when your immunity wanes, you're not fully vaccinated. So we're going to talk about that. So the definitions of these mandates and these laws and these, you know, everything that we're going through is very fluid. It's evolving. But I'm here to tell you, and I've said this from the beginning, if you really want to protect yourself against the virus, you have to use proper protection. All right? I mean, we use a condom to try to prevent HIV. And HIV is one of the smartest viruses on the planet. And that's a condom. That's latex. That's pretty damn thick. And we're here with a respiratory virus. One study showed that we breathe out 70% of our exhalant in a mask like this. So if I do a sigh like, what did Biden say today? Look, the mask falls. It's whatever I'm breathing is breathing out there. So in Seattle, which we're going to be talking about in a little bit, Harborview Medical Center is banning unvaccinated people from coming into the hospital to see their family members unless they're vaccinated, or can show proof of a negative test within 3 days of coming to the hospital, which means if, God forbid, you have a loved one that's at the hospital and you want to race down there because of their last dying minutes, if you don't have a negative COVID test or a vaccine, you don't get to see them. In their rules, in terms of kids who can't be vaccinated yet, they have to wear a surgical grade mask. They can't be wearing a cloth mask. They can't be wearing Blue's Clues, Sesame Street. I know they don't do that anymore. You know, I don't know. Iron Man, they have to wear surgical grade masks. So if you have a child that doesn't like these and is only comfortable with their you know, cartoon mask, you need to start working with them on that, because I really think these mandates are going to take it to the next level. Now, some of you might be saying, Dr. Dahlia, look, come on. Delta wave's going down. The Delta wave is going down. All this stuff should be going away. I would think, I would hope, but no, because we're coming into flu season. We're coming into cough and cold season. There has never been a winter season that I know of where the hospitals weren't overwhelmed. So whether it's COVID, whether it's flu, whether it's multiple drug resistant tuberculosis coming across our border, there's always some sort of a respiratory crisis that happens during winter, holiday, Christmas season. People get sick. This is just when, I mean, and by the way, there are other bacteria and viruses besides coronavirus. There's rhinovirus, adenovirus, there's strep, there's Haemophilus influenza. There's all sorts of bacteria and viruses that are out there, and they take advantage. And just because COVID has been able to be dominant doesn't mean these viruses all died out. They've been waiting for the right opportunity. So if the Delta wave is going down, other viruses take over. So as people get sick again and hospitals get full, public officials are going to mandate away. Mandate this, mandate that, mandate this, mandate that. So remember, we're having supply chain issues, and there are boatloads stuck at these ports with supplies. So if you're trying to order a bunch of masks for the winter, you might want to put that order in now. So, you know, to conclude this segment, I think we all told everybody so. Those people that were frustrated with the mask mandates and had issues with the protection these things provide weren't all that wrong. But they still provide some protection. We're still urging it if you don't want to breathe in something from somebody else. If it is mandated and on a plane, you need to. But if you're about to fly and you're getting ready for Thanksgiving and you have the cutest, most bedazzled masks, don't be surprised if they decide to say, that mask doesn't fly. You need a better mask. So start getting these. And honestly, if you could get N95 respirators, I really think everybody should have them. Apparently, the Trump administration was starting to mass manufacture, was putting funding into mass manufacturing the N95s. Brilliant idea. I just don't know where they are. I don't know where all the N95 masks are. I don't know if the Biden administration put money towards it. I know we spent trillions and trillions of dollars on COVID. But honestly, give everybody the N95 respirators. If Ebola comes, I'd rather you have that. Give everybody goggles. You know, if you're really, really worried about infectious disease and protecting people, then give people the right amount of protection. And by the way, how many of these do I see on the ground and in parking lots? If I have COVID, let's say, and it's, do you really want this where a kid can pick it up where he drops his toy? Shouldn't there be biohazard bags? So there's a lot of inconsistency, but it sounds like they're starting to figure out that a bunch of the stuff we're using probably isn't working. The only thing is rather than lower mandates, they're going to probably step it up. 1-877-DOC-DALLY, don't go away.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here.
We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safe.
As a bald man, on a per follicle basis, haircuts usually aren't a great value to me. But at Supercuts, I can have an experienced stylist recommend the perfect cut for an affordable price, even if my options are limited. And while my hair-to-dollar ratio is good, yours is off the charts. Because Supercuts won't just cut your hair. They'll obsess over it until you look amazing, then finish with a hot towel refresher to top it all off. And from my personal bald perspective, that's what I call hair rich. Don't take your hair for granted. Take it to Supercuts.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So one concern vaccine hesitant young women, older women have with the vaccine is the effect on periods. Now, for months since the beginning of the vaccine rollout, women have been reporting either officially or anecdotally to each other that their periods got quote unquote messed up. Rarely did it get lighter, but a period would get longer. Or in women who haven't bled in years, that all of a sudden start bleeding. Or those who are premenopausal and have been taking Nexplanon or an IUD to stop bleeding, all of a sudden they would start to bleed. And this isn't everybody who got a COVID vaccine, but there were thousands upon thousands of reports. In the UK, they're like, we're investigating this. We hear you, we're investigating it. In America, finally, the NIH last month said we're going to put some funding into this to look into it. Well, women were a little upset about that because this is something that they've been, you know, when a woman is complaining about her period, everybody's like, yeah. And like, will you listen to us? Will you listen to us? And as a clinician, I think this is extremely important, not so much from fertility ramifications, but in terms of when I have any older woman who bleeds, that's not a good sign. Any older woman who has not had a period in years, if all of a sudden she starts to bleed, we need to make sure she doesn't have cancer. So the last thing you want is this other entity, this other variable that could be causing older women to bleed, and they read online and they go, oh, it's a vaccine side effect, and then they blow it off. I had a patient this morning. She started bleeding again. And I asked her when she got her COVID vaccine. It was a little while back. And I'm like, well, you know, it doesn't necessarily have to be vaccine-related. This could be something else. Well, if it's vaccine-related, it'll go away. I go, yeah, but this still could be endometrial cancer. You got to get yourself checked out. So this is something that has needed clarification since the beginning of the rollout. And so we do have a study. I summarized the study, and I put it on my Twitter. It's on my Facebook. It's on my the Dr. Dahlia Show website. And if not, if you guys can't find the article on menstrual irregularities, let me know. I just summarized the preprint of the study. The study is entitled Characterizing Menstrual Bleeding Changes Occurring After SARS-CoV-2 Vaccine. My article just says, just talks about the menstrual irregularities that may occur after COVID. So the study authors, after seeing the thousands of you know, concerns and complaints, they wanted to answer the following. One is, what is the range of the bleeding changes that have been reported? Are they shorter periods? Are they longer periods? Are they heavier periods? You know, a period change. Is it because now you need more pads, or is it just you just keep spotting for days? And again, is it that, you know, you're older and not menopausal? So those are the things they wanted to discover. Then, to what extent are non-menstruating respondents reporting breakthrough bleeding? And then, are there trends among those with a changed bleeding pattern to help determine proximate mechanisms acting on the uterus? So that question looked at, if somebody, let's say, had babies in their past, were they going to be more inclined to bleed than somebody who was never pregnant or never gave birth? So they really dissected. They took a whole bunch of arms on this and kind of looked at a whole bunch of data, and they got the data from about 39,000 fully vaccinated women. Actually, 90% women, 9.1% gender transforming. And so those of you undergoing gender transformation that have a uterus, you might have breakthrough bleeding, which could somehow kind of challenge you when you're trying to transition to male. So these are things you need to be aware of. Now, which vaccine was the most common culprit? I don't believe we have that. The vaccines that were given to these 40,000 women were Pfizer, majority of them, Moderna, AstraZeneca, Johnson & Johnson, Novavax, other. And then 23 didn't report the vaccine type. Now, that could have also been because they might have been in a study. And in the study, sometimes you just don't know if you got the vaccine or not. Or sometimes you just don't know. So 90.9% of the participants were women only identified. 9.1% were gender diverse. So what did they find? Well, all right. So, and I know this seems like a lot of data, but the largest percentage of people that had menstrual effects got them after 2 weeks of their vaccine, which is very significant in terms of, it might not be the actual components that got injected, but the immune system. Because remember, your immunity takes about 2 weeks to, it takes 2 weeks for you to make the spike proteins, or that the DNA virus from Johnson & Johnson and Moderna and Pfizer mRNA vaccines code for. So once those spike proteins are out there, your immune system gets primed. That means it possibly is more related to the immune system. Among those with regular menstrual cycles with no previous GYN issues, 45% had no change, but 40% had heavier bleeding. 70% of non-menstruating premenopausal people using like IUDs or long-acting reversible contraception had breakthrough bleeding. 70% of people who were trying not to have their period using continuous birth control or long-acting started to bleed. That's a large number. 38.52% of people on gender-affirming hormones experienced breakthrough bleeding. And postmenopausal women who weren't using any hormone treatments, 66% started to bleed through the vaccine. In those populations with spontaneous menstrual cycles, meaning you're regularly cycling, not needing birth control for that, heavier flow was experienced at 43.7% of Hispanic, Latinx, or other ethnicity, compared to 40% non-Hispanic. So in the non-menstruating groups, no ethnic differences. But in terms of people with regular periods, Hispanic population, Latina population might be more affected. Well, that's something to think about during the vaccine rollout. Vaccine time had no bearing. As I said, heavier menses occurred more often in those who had a fever when you got the vaccine. So there was no association with breakthrough bleeding in the non-menstruating, but if you were a regular menstruating female and you got a fever after your vaccine, you might have had a higher chance of then having breakthrough bleeding or heavier periods. Those with fibroids appeared to have heavier menstrual flow than those without fibroids. Those with previous pregnancies or who had given birth were more likely to experience menstrual changes than those who were never pregnant. And that's just a touch of some of their findings. There is a whole bunch of findings on this. So what's America doing? And I have to look up where these researchers were. I thought this was study was done in America. But the NIH has given $1.6 million, some pixie dust, to a bunch of universities to split up to study this. I don't think it's enough. I think it pales in comparison. And when you look at vaccine distrust, okay, not putting attention and money into this is concerning. But you have a lot of young women. You have pregnant women that are avoiding the COVID vaccine because nobody's putting attention on this and they're scared. Even though COVID affecting a pregnant woman can be very deadly, can worsen their hospital course. But when we don't talk about the side effects, we're like, oh, no, Dr. Dahlia, don't bring up the side effects because you're scaring people. I'm not scaring people. It just, we need to talk about it. If a study is done and it shows, look, guys, your periods might be messed up a little bit, but it will not affect fertility. It will not affect the fetus. Talk about it. But I am telling you right now, pregnant women talk to other pregnant women. They do, pregnant people. And when they say, they get their information from moms and aunts and friends and coworkers. So the government shouldn't not study it because they think it's going to increase vaccine hesitancy. Vaccine hesitancy comes with lack of education. We need to study this more. 1-877-DR-DELLY.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. yours free at mysolarbackup.com.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.